Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 28th day of December. Our prepper tip of the day is to get yourself and your team members mechanical automatic self-winding wristwatches. Self-winding automatic wristwatches. These battery-powered ones that most people use most of the time during and after an EMP will very likely not function anymore. And having a wristwatch that functions may be a matter of life and death in certain situations. If you're running an operation and so forth, could be very, very important. I got several listed for sale at my website under John's Survival and Tactical Gear. Look very carefully. I was just noticing this morning that some of them are, in fact, battery-operated, and they're not automatic self-winding wristwatches. Look for the two terms, automatic and self-winding, before you make your choice. That's very important. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Dan Sutterfield. Dan is a gentleman who has built, I believe, 19, is that right, Dan, concrete dome homes?
That's pretty close. I did 17.
17, gotcha.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about dome homes, not necessarily concrete ones, but prefabricated ones that are offered on my website for sale. But domes in general, as they are nature's perfect shape, aren't they, Dan?
Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen a pretty decent husky guy, manly type person that can't break an egg? That'll put a blush on his face. You interlock your fingers and make sure you've got a good egg, no fractures in the shell. Hold it in front of a light and check it out. And then place that egg against the palms of his hands so that the ends of the egg are on the palms. And I've never seen a guy be able to break one yet.
No.
Push as hard as you want. He'll get red in the face, and the egg won't break.
Right. Equal pressure on all sides. Nature's perfect.
It's the shape, yeah. God made that egg to enclose the largest amount of volume with the least amount of surface area. and he did a good job. It's an incredibly strong design.
Absolutely. Well, it is. And translate that to a building, and you've got a structure that will not be knocked down by a hurricane or a tornado. And now, there are other issues, of course, with hurricanes and tornadoes. That's really big, really heavy objects. Like having a school bus hit your structure 100 miles an hour would ruin your whole day, obviously. But
yes,
but as far as just plain old wind and most objects that are fairly small, it's not an issue. There's other advantages with the larger domes. The cost, the energy savings become much more apparent much more quickly because there's so many cubic feet to be heated or cooled that a large dome will pay for itself in energy savings in about 6 to 8 years, won't it, Dan?
Well, what kind of structure are you talking about? I know you mean dome shape, but what right. would the structure be of that dome, you think?
Well, we're talking a high school gymnasium, for example. Or
well,
church.
We've got five schools in Missouri that have used the concrete domes, and they're quite large. There's one up in Rockport, Missouri, up in the northwest corner that's, I think it's 120 foot in diameter, 33 feet tall. And I visited that structure during construction and twice after it was put into use. And the superintendent kept very accurate records of his utility bills. And he calculated that of course, that building's been there over 10 years now, maybe 12. I'm not sure exactly, but at least 10 to 12 years. And he calculated that at the 11-year point, he would have saved enough on heating and cooling to equal the cost of the building. And that's how he sold the idea to the school board and to the community and got the bond issue passed. And it don't look normal. Thank God it don't function normal. These flat roof 1950s engineered heat sucking leaking school buildings that they keep building are just pathetic. And for a tornado drill up there, the students stay away from the windows, keep their seats, the building's not going anywhere.
Exactly.
It's too good to be true. But it's a public school building in the state of Missouri, and there's five other schools that have done it.
Now, construction that is below grade, to use the term, is what a contractor would say is below grade, which means underground, has multiple, any below grade structure is going to have issues. And two main issues are water and weight of whatever's piled on top, aren't they, Dan?
Correct.
Now, here's the deal. Now, listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen. I know a lot of people listening, they're concerned about what might happen in the future in terms of fallout and safety and so forth. You can take an inner shelter dome and construct it on top of the ground and then cover it up with 3 feet of dirt or 8 feet or 10 feet or 12 feet or whatever you want to do because the way these... Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, Dan. With this shape, with nature's perfect shape, the dirt or the rock or the concrete is actually supporting itself, isn't it?
Pretty much. Yeah, you're right on track. It uniformly distributes the pressure around the building. The shape of the building allows that pressure to be distributed uniformly. That's the same way the egg doesn't break. And even though... there's no comparison in the strength of eggshell to that molded fiberglass shell of the inner shelter dome. But you're right, John. That's correct. The only thing I would add to that, if you intend to bury one, which there's really no problem as long as you follow the good guidelines of proper drainage and things like that, you really ought to have it insulated. Between the dirt and the building, or I think he's got an insulation kit that hangs on the inside. And
right.
You really ought to insulate it because what'll happen if you don't, even if you bury it, dirt is dense and heavy, and it tends to be damp off and on. And that's everything that insulation isn't. It's good isolation. It gets you down out of the big temperature swings and out of the wind, of course. Of course, if that inner shelter dome's correct, installed right, there won't be any wind infiltrating into the interior. But without the insulation, that dirt is a heat sink, and it would continue to just draw the heat out of that dome at a slow, constant rate.
Right.
And it would probably pull the temperature of the dome down to 55 to 60 degrees, which isn't
right.
terrible. I mean, you
no.
could live in that, but it's not terribly comfortable in the long haul.
No, no. Yeah, we're looking at about 57 degrees, give or take a degree here or there, which is it's doable. I mean, you can live in 57 degrees. You're going to need a bulky sweater and a hat. But if you start out with a mean temperature of 57 degrees, it doesn't take a whole lot to make it a very comfortable 72 degrees, does it?
That's correct. It would take, in fact, if you had enough warm bodies and everybody got along, by enough, I don't mean standing room only, probably in a 20-footer like he's talking about, if you had 4 to 6 people living in there, the body heat alone would bring the temperature up.
That's right.
That sounds,
that's right.
Plus, sounds odd, but that's true.
Well, another aspect of that is refrigerators put out heat. We don't think of them as putting out heat, but refrigerators put out heat. Freezers put out heat.
Yeah.
All various computers and printers and electronic devices put out heat. So, with an insulation package, now, getting back to the original premise, you build your dome on top of the ground, you cover it up. It's not technically buried because it's still above grade, but it's covered with dirt or concrete or rock, giving the same level of protection as if it was buried. But you no longer have the issues with water that you would have when you're below grade, would you?
That's correct. If you profile the ground properly and don't build the dome in a depression in the first place, then any water that falls on or near the building will go away from the building. You definitely don't want to bury it in a trough or in a swale where you could have runoff pool around the building. That would just be shooting yourself in the foot.
Right. Well, I'm a St. Louis native, and we in St. Louis, most homes have basements. It varies by region, but the majority of homes in Metro St. Louis, going back even more than a century, have basements, and a large percentage of them have issues with water damage and water.
Oh my!
Getting into
or just
basements.
Even if they don't have visual leakage. You go down about halfway down the steps, and you get that funny little tickle in the back of your throat, that taste. And if you put your nose into a couch or any fabric down there, you can smell that musty smell, and that's basically spores coming off of mold growth. Most basements, I was born in St. Louis, raised south of there, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And the vast majority, I mean 99.9% of all basements, are basically musty holes in the ground.
Right.
The main reason is they insulated them on the inside. Which,
well, that was a fairly recent phenomenon. Prior to the 1970s, hardly any basements had insulation. But the whole popularity of turning basements into living space began in the 1970s. Before that, in the 50s and 60s and earlier, they would do what was called a rathskeller, where typically they'd be furred out with some knotty pine with no insulation.
That's
but
correct.
insulation on the inside turned out to be a massive, massive disaster, to say the least.
And it still is, John. If you drive in the countryside, in this part of Missouri at least, I'm in South Central, you'll see a so-called earth-sheltered house. They're not uncommon. There are not a lot of them, but you'll see one every now and then. And if you'll be real observant, you'll notice that the dirt is pushed right up against raw concrete. You might
exactly.
see some black on it. That's tar. Some people think tar is waterproofing, but it's not. It's coal brittle. In other words, once the solvent dries out of it, you can basically flake it off with your fingernail.
Right.
And it's pathetic. It's cheap, it's black, and it's sticky the day you put it on, and that's about all you can say about tar. It's not long-lived. But anyway, no. These furred-out, insulated on the inside, earth-sheltered houses is what gave earth-sheltered housing a terrible black eye. And if they would have just used the right kind of insulation, put it on the outside of the concrete, it would have changed their world completely. I stumbled onto a gentleman that was giving a class at St. Louis Community College on the south side of the city. This was 40 years ago. And this gentleman was educating people on the right way to build these. And he was using as a textbook the University of Minnesota Underground Space Center book that came out printed by them. And it's the Bible on concrete. And I'm not advocating that necessarily. If you need a huge one, that's about all you can do. The inner shelter domes are by far probably the most practical way to build a dome for the average person.
But, no doubt. No doubt.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. No doubt. And all the details are on my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down the left side. You'll see some images of domes scrolling there. Two men can build the 14-foot with simple hand tools. You need three men and a ladder to do the bigger one. And it's a smorgasbord of items you can get, insulation packages, doors, windows, and so forth. Connecting two or more domes together is one option. I'm really looking forward to the Quonset version of the dome. The owner of the company, Don Kubley, is just traveling all over the planet, setting up new factories in Southeast Asia and South Asia, and helping people to have shelter, good high quality shelter that previously had been living in tin shacks or bamboo huts. It's an amazing thing this man has done. The original concept came from a Vietnam vet who wanted to see homeless vets have some decent housing, and the concept's really taken off, hasn't it, Dan?
Yes, it has. And I'll tell you the thing that it just was really an eye opener for me. Of course, being in construction, I can visualize things maybe more than some people, but I know what it took to build the concrete domes, foam insulated, and the amount of equipment and investment that you have to have to build them that way versus the inner shelter dome, I mean, it's like the difference in riding a bicycle and flying in a jet airplane. I mean, I had over $100,000 investment just to be able to build a concrete dome. And with this, like you said, you need a few wrenches and a ladder or two. Once you get the floor constructed, whether it be concrete or wood, whatever kind of platform you want, you would have to do that. But I guess you could pin it straight to the ground, from what I understand, but that's more of a temporary thing. And then, you can be out of the weather in less than a day. And whenever we would build a concrete shell, we were looking at 3 to 4 weeks minimum. So, and that was just the exterior shell.
There's a
huge difference. If you need a building and you want it now, and not to mention the protection, the wind resistance, and the fact that you can move it when you get ready. If you have to move it, you can move it, which is just amazing.
Absolutely. Well, they can be finished off in anything, as Don says, anything you can buy at Ace Hardware, True Value, Home Depot, Lowe's, can be put in these domes, within reason, of course. The flexibility of these, the cost effectiveness, the fact that if you do need to move them, it can be disassembled and moving and set up. You can have one, buy one and have it sitting on a pallet in your garage, waiting for future use at your own location or at a future location. I see everything connected to these as a win-win situation, don't you?
Yes, I do. I really do.
Here's our break, Dan. Hold on. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 28th of December, visiting with Dan Sutterfield, my friend, who's built 17 concrete dome homes. You're never going to do that again, are you, Dan?
No, my back says I've had enough.
Well, you're not even going to stand
there
and tell.
If there's anything in this world that doesn't want to be pumped and sprayed, it's concrete. It can be done, but it's expensive to get the equipment. It is extremely labor-intensive, and it's hard to find a batch plant, a concrete plant, that'll give you exactly what you want. They kind of look at you like you got three eyes when you start telling them the kind of mix you want.
Right.
Luckily, the biggest one that I ever built was up in Wisconsin, and I got a hold of a concrete batch plant that was just, it must have been the hand of God. We sprayed 15 yards a day. About 7.5 in the morning, 7.5 in the evening, and never had one problem pumping it. It was the best pumping concrete I ever shot. So that was pretty much just the hand of God in that one. But we fought it every step of the way on all the others. The customer got a good product, but boy, it was a difficult job.
It sounds like. Well,
it was really difficult. I felt good about what we did. I mean, we did a good job. I mean, the domes were, for the most part, pretty good size. They cost about the same as a regular house. But because of the guy that did most of the promoting of these domes in the world, he had some design characteristics in them that that weren't really good over the long term. I mean, they were strong, but it was cosmetic that was really, really a problem. And he just thought, just don't worry about it. Go on, life's too short. And I couldn't live with that. I mean, it's like buying a Rolls Royce that had a crappy paint job. You know, you just if you're going to get a Rolls Royce, you'd expect a decent paint job.
Yeah, well, of course, that's expected. That's a given. So yes, absolutely.
But well, with these inner shelter domes, you're sidestepping all of that. The expensive equipment that it would take to build one isn't necessary. There isn't any. Like you said, a few ladders. Some energetic people for about a half a day, and the thing's up.
Right.
I mean, other than the floor, you do have to build up a deck of some kind. Like I said, you could pin it to the ground, but that would be strictly temporary, and right. A season or something, you know, or two. And but yeah, it just bowled me over when I ran across them. I believe I turned you onto them some years ago, didn't I, John?
Oh, yes, the inner shelter, yes.
I said, hey, man, you have to take a look at this. This is a good idea.
You are the one who introduced me to them, and I do thank you for that. And it's been good working with Don to inform people about the inner shelter domes, let them know that they're available, all the many options, and soon to be even more options with the Quonset version being available, which addresses some issues that the ones they currently have because of space limit and size limitations. That's done away with the Quonset version, where you can have as many square feet as you need in one structure, which is going to be an issue for some people. So, yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned 3 weeks to get a dome built. Now, that would be with a trained crew with a highly specialized equipment that has worked together and knows what they're doing, that's being led by a supervisor who has done this before, none of which is necessary to put together one of these inner shelter domes, is it?
That's correct. In fact, if somebody would go out and think they could build the concrete domes with the... I went to a one-week class, and that was just enough to get the average person in a lot of trouble. I mean, they did all they could in 1 week, but there was a lot of phone calls back to the home office going, what do I do now? And when that concrete truck's sitting there churning, and it's setting up, and, oh, my goodness, the stress and the tension that was involved in doing that. And you had to do a good job for the people because they didn't have to pay you. You know, you got paid in installments.
Right.
So the pressure was all on us to do a good job, and we did a good job. But, boy, oh, boy, it was a lot of stress.
It was a challenge. Here's our bottom of our break. If you got a question or comment, give us a call, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each
CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Alright, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 28th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Well, a couple of new things here. I haven't really located them myself. We now have a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. And let's see, John's videos here. There's supposed to be a something posted there that will help people understand my under John's videos, when you go scroll down to global warming that the government's been telling you, one of my listeners, Tony from Arizona, thank you, Tony, he put together a very comprehensive review of my two DVD sets, so you can click on that now and read that as of today. It wasn't there yesterday. That's pretty neat. And, of course, our project moves into 2018. Our project is truly our project because one human being could not possibly look at half a million hours of movies and TV shows the last 60 years, finding images of continents with new coastlines. It's a fun project. Doesn't cost you anything if you watch movies and TV shows anyway. Keep a sharp eye out. We've got them going back to the early 1950s and some very recent in the last couple of months. If you find one, get that screen capture to me, and you get your choice of any of my five DVDs as a thank you. And, of course, the energy cleaner. I mentioned earlier, we now have a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. What I'm attempting to do is get you energy cleaner procrastinators to move forward and make your decision and get your life back. I need healthy, alert listeners, and the energy cleaner will help you become healthy and alert and productive and get your life back. Only $285 shipping included, American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with them are a great combination. Everything's plug and play. You get your mattress pad, you get your energy cleaner, get your batteries from the dollar store, and you're good to go. You have a complete package, everything you need. You can buy the energy cleaner and mattress pads right there at my website using PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. PayPal now takes payments, by the way, if you live in the USA, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check if you need to. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dan, also called Dome Dan, about domes and all the marvelous things that incorporating a dome into your life can bring to you. Right, Dan?
Yes, sir. You know, John, I was thinking you've got people looking for the maps of the world that have been altered in the movies. Well, if I know I'm kind of a fan of sci-fi, and if people remember when they see a sci-fi movie, if it's in the future here on our planet or on any other planet now or in the future, it's not uncommon to see structures that are domes, cylinders. You don't see too many pyramids. You don't see too many boxes, but the domes are pretty common.
Right,
and there's
right.
a reason for that. The least amount of material covering the most amount of, or enclosing the most amount of volume, so it's cost-effective.
Right. I recall photographs of the destruction at Hiroshima and Nagasaki from the atomic weapons. The only structures above grade were round masonry chimneys. Round masonry chimneys. Because the wind from those explosive devices can be 200 miles an hour plus, and a round masonry structure doesn't resist the wind. The wind just goes right around it. And the same
I'm
thing with these domes.
On my memory, which is not that great, but it seems like there's a steel framework of a dome type structure still standing, or there was back then in the old pictures.
Right, right. With whatever was covered, the covering was gone, probably burned off from extreme heat.
Yes, I think the covering was gone, but the framework was still there. And you know, the oldest building that we've got on Earth, if I'm not mistaken, is a concrete dome called the Pantheon.
Well, it's not the oldest structure on Earth, but it is more than 2,000. Well, it is more than 2,000 years old, and it is concrete.
With a roof still there.
And it is a dome, and it's right there in Rome. The Pantheon.
Yep.
The Roman engineers had a type of concrete we have not been able to duplicate. The excellent concrete the Romans made use of, which is still in excellent condition after 2,000 plus years. So it's nature's perfect shape. It's now become cost effective. You now can realistically build you may want to have subcontractors come in for the electric and plumbing and things of that nature. But as far as the main structure itself, I would say most men and some women who can use common hand tools such as wrenches, I recall Don Kubley, and he's mentioned this a couple of times, he hired three intoxicated Haitians to build one. And it was just a hoot watching these guys. But three intoxicated Haitians, because his crew that was supposed to build it didn't show up, So he found a homeless camp nearby the exposition he was at, and he hired three intoxicated Haitians to build this thing, and he's had a hell of a time and a lot of fun. Cause
that was all he could find to do it with, what I heard.
Yeah, because when you're drunk, everything's fun.
Yeah. And even when you're screwing it up, it's fun.
Well, he was watching. It would have been, if he hadn't been there, it would have been a hoot to see what they would have done without his oversight. But they got it done. They got it done properly in a very timely manner. So if three intoxicated Haitians can build one of these things, I would say most any three men could. Don't you think so, Don?
Oh, yeah.
Dan?
And the fact that it's all pre-drilled on jigs, so it probably wouldn't hurt to have a long tapered punch to help, you know, just line things up just initially so you can pop the bolts in, and then somebody inside goes in and tightens up the nuts. And if, I imagine you, if it was me, and I haven't even read the instructions yet, I imagine you put everything together finger tight until you get it all together, and then you go around and tighten them all up.
And I don't know that for a fact, but that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, because there's a little bit of clearance between the bolt and the hole just to make sure everything fits, and you can't go tightening them up first, because by the time you get to the top, you probably have to go back and loosen something, and you wouldn't know what to loosen. So now, yeah, I can see that. That's standard procedure for putting on head bolts or whatever, anything that bolts together with numerous bolts. You put everything together finger tight, be happy with it all fitting nice, not having to fight it, and then go around tighten it up. I can see that just being a hoot going together that quick.
Now, I had a subscription to the Mother Earth News back in the mid-70s when it began, and domes were incredibly popular back then, and
yep,
people started building these things using 2x4s, tar paper, asphalt shingles, and they found out very quickly that they had massive issues with leaks, didn't they?
Oh, my goodness, yes. That, in fact, the first Mother Earth News issue I stumbled on was in El Paso, Texas, at a health food store, and I think I got issue 14. And, oh, it was like a godsend, and I immediately subscribed and bought all the back issues, and now I've got issues all the way up to about 130, and at that time, it was absolutely the most amazing, inspiring books I'd ever read, short of the Bible.
Right.
So
right.
That woke me up to energy efficiency and what we can do. But you're right.
Exactly.
The domes that were initially built with wood members, about a third of the way down from the top, the leak issues were just horrible.
Right. Right. Well, that's been solved, and solved very efficiently.
Oh, yeah.
Very economically, it's no longer an issue. And for people our age, domes are synonymous with leaks. That's what we came to become part of our being. If you live in a dome home, you're going to live in a leaky home. Well, that's no longer the case. Not even close. There was
and likewise, basements were all musty. We
exactly.
Figured out how to fix that if we'll just take advantage of the information.
Exactly. So it's no longer the case. These domes are just as dry as a Sahara Desert. In fact, you could turn one upside down and it would float. Not that you want to do such a thing, but that's how watertight they are. That's how watertight they are.
Yep.
Amazing structures, amazing technology that is waiting to be taken advantage of. You can buy one now. When you buy one and put it in storage, you've locked in the price. Obviously, against any future price increases, which with inflation, you know, price increases are inevitable. Of course they are. If you think you may need a dome 5 or 8 or 10 years in the future, you buy one now, and it can sit there on the floor of your garage, on the floor of your barn. Now, I wouldn't use outside storage, but you could. No harm would come to it. And it's there waiting for you for future use, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, if you needed a storage building, in fact, a friend of mine bought a storage building. He's got it on my property now. It's an all-metal building. And rather than rent a storage unit, he bought this one. He used it for a couple of years. So now he's got it. He can't find anybody to sell it to, and it's a real pain to move. They wanted like $350 just to move the thing a few miles. And if you had one of these in a half a day, you could take it down, move it, and put it up across the state. I mean, good grief. That's the beauty of those domes. One of the many aspects is the fact that you don't need special equipment to do anything with it. You just a few hand tools, and it's down and gone.
That's it. All win-win situation, a win-win in terms of the structure, the engineering, how watertight they are, how energy efficient they are, all the options with a deck package if you want to buy a deck as opposed to do your own, windows, doors, the equipment to connect two or more domes together. You can connect two domes or three or four or five. It's your choice. These are the things. This is what they use in the Antarctic, by the way, where people pay outrageous amounts of money to look at penguins and ice. But if they want to do that, God bless them. But it's they can be as luxurious or as primitive as a person wants, right, Dan?
Oh yeah. And you know, if I was doing one, I wouldn't have any roof penetrations. I'd bring all the utilities, the phone, the electric, gas lines, whatever I needed. I'd bring them up through the floor. And just any time you can eliminate a roof penetration, that's one problem that just can't happen. Leakage, in other words, around the roof penetration.
Right. Well, yep. What do contractors call skylights?
well, I can't pronounce those words on the air.
Oh, they call them leaks.
I've installed a number of skylights. Anything.
Skylights are called leaks. That's what they're called.
Oh my gosh.
Among contractors.
Well, there's two guarantees. Number one, you will get condensation. I don't care how much you pay for a skylight. You will get condensation, and that's not outside leaks. That's inside from moisture. And eventually, sooner or later, it will leak. There's just no way. I've installed the cheapest to the most expensive skylights in traditional construction, and I mean, a little 2-foot skylight costs $600. I'm going, oh my God, I was afraid to pick it up almost. Right. And I followed the instructions to the T, and the first winter there were condensation streaks down their beautiful drywall ceiling.
Right. And you attempted to warn them beforehand, didn't you?
Oh my, yeah. I said, you know, if you want to look at the sky, just stick your head out the door. It's going to leak. And, oh no, it's a... And he mentioned this, one of the top window makers in the world, I guess. And I said, nope, it'll condensate and or it'll leak. Just a matter of time on leak, condensation's guaranteed the first winter. And he goes, right. No, it's thermal pain. I said, it'll condensate, and it did.
Right. Well, here's how I do those kinds of construction. I say, first of all, I'm not trying to sell you something. These people are. Second of all, it's in my interest to give you the best advice because I want you to be a happy customer.
Yep.
Third of all, whatever you are the customer, whatever you want to do, we will do it.
Well, that's what I did. You were nice. I was nice to him. And I'd like to have thought that everybody I worked for was ended up being a friend to some degree or another. I didn't get out there working to make enemies, so I tried to be as honest and straightforward as I could. And it usually came through that way. I think I only had a couple of run-ins in the many years I was working out doing construction. So,
well, there are some people with a contrarian personality that they're simply that's how they live their life, being contrarians,
yep.
And they can't get along with anybody. But getting back to the domes, check out the domes. We got photographs of domes on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, in the deep forests, in the Antarctic and the Arctic, both the one with the American nuclear submarine popping up through the ice behind it is pretty spectacular.
Isn't there a time-lapse YouTube of construction of one of them?
There is, and I'm not sure if it's on my website or not.
Well, that's on Kubli's website. They can get to it easy enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great to watch it go up.
It is. But... go to my website when you're ready to make your decision and make your purchase. You go to my website, You know, everything's laid out there. You can make your choices, make your purchase. And Don makes sure that he has enough inventory on hand to take care of my customers. But with the sales he's getting, responding to disasters in places like Bangladesh, for example, and Puerto Rico, and places where people have been so devastated, he's got his manufacturing capacity up to the point where he can still meet the demand from John Moore's customers. And I'm very appreciative of that he does it. Now, Don's a hardworking guy. He grew up in Alaska, not knowing anything other than the Alaskan lifestyle. And he's taking this on as his life's work, as his life's challenge, to manufacture and distribute the Intershelter domes all over the planet. It's a fun project for him, and it's a fun project for me. And you're part of it also, aren't you, Dan?
I'm working at it, buddy. I've got a few ducks to line up, but I really want to have one sitting on I-44. I can't help but think that wouldn't just really start moving.
What's the traffic count there? 50,000 vehicles a day? It's
huge. Oh, my. I honestly don't know, John, but I wouldn't doubt it. I'd have to talk to MoDOT.
Yeah, here's our last break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 28th of December. A lot of people are resistant to the dome shape. In fact, there was a funny story that you were talking to a school board, I believe, and a member of the school board. I'm not going to steal your thunder. What was the question that the school board member had?
Well, I had been asked by the superintendent to come to this local school and show them what they could have if they decided to expand the school district with a dome. And I introduced the movie. Took me 5 minutes. They watched a 20-minute movie of a Missouri school superintendent was going on about all the attributes of it. And then I summed it up in about 5 minutes. I said, are there any questions? And one of the school board members raised his arm, and I said, yes, sir. And he says, do they have to be round? And I said, yes, sir, if you want the advantages of that shape, which is tornado resistant to the point of tornado proof, with the concrete one anyway, and I know Kublik's will take a lot.
Right.
And he just, and they never did it. And I said, well, man, here's the superintendent right here in Missouri that's done it. You could put your butt in the car and be there in 5 hours. I mean, it would be a long run, 5 or 6, up in the northwest corner of Missouri. Kick right. the tires, man. Look at his numbers. And I don't think anybody ever went up and looked.
No, that was before the ones were built here in my neighborhood, isn't it?
Yeah, you're over near Caledonia, you mean?
Right.
Yeah, that was Caledonia wasn't up yet, but the one in Rockport, Missouri, up near Maryville, it was there.
I think they've been there a couple of years
by then, at least.
At least 4, maybe 5, including the high school gymnasium, is a dome. And so, of course, the energy savings are not as huge on one of the small domes, but it's still enough to make it worthwhile, isn't it, Dan?
Oh, my, yes, very much so. Very much so. And, you know, we're one of the few nations in the world, countries in the world, that still put tar paper on our houses and call them roofs. That's all shingles are, is tar paper. If it wasn't for the little gravels embedded in them, they wouldn't last 2 or 3 years.
Right.
People think those gravels give it color. Well, they do, but their main reason they put gravel in asphalt shingles is to stop the UV penetration into the asphalt, because that kills it, makes it brittle.
Right, the ultraviolet is what kills
them. Don't use asphalt roofs. They know better.
No, and well, beginning about 10 years ago, our neighbors started going back to the metal roofs that their grandparents were using a century ago.
Yep.
Of course, that's not an issue with the inner shelter domes.
No.
They don't have issues like that at all, because the entire structure is the roof, and it's fiberglass. And we don't know how long it'll last, because the ones built more than 30 years ago are still in perfect condition, aren't they, Dan?
They'll last a long time. Look how many boat hulls are in the water. I mean, day in, day out. They take them out every few years and scrub the barnacles off of them, and they put a coating on it to keep the barnacles from growing, not to keep the fiberglass from deteriorating.
Right.
So, yeah, it's tough material, as tough as it can be.
It is. It is. Dan, I want to thank you for being with us. We're pretty much out of time here, and we'll be talking soon privately. Appreciate it, sir.
Sounds great, John. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. Fastly, quickly wrapping up the week and wrapping up the year. We got one more live show left this year, that being tomorrow. We'll be off Monday, New Year's Day, and be back with our first show of the year, Tuesday, the second day of January 2018. Get used to saying that. When you write your checks, starting next Monday, when you're writing your checks, remember to put 2018. I'm saying that because I forget to do so myself. And not that I write that many checks. Dr. Moore does that for me. She's very good at writing checks, and you can actually read her handwriting as opposed to my scribbling that I do. Okay. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, plenty of essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America. Okay, Dan.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now,
and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.